This is the Texas Standard.
Something is happening out El Paso way that could be a harbinger for the rest of the state. No place to send recycled trash. China doesn't want it. What's going on? Sahadat Hossein is a civil engineering professor at the University of Texas at Arlington. He created the school's Solid Waste Institute for Sustainability. Welcome.
Thank you, David.
What does China have to do with recycled Texas waste?
China is the major importer of all recycled material from around the world. They do not only import from America, they also import from Europe, Africa, and South Asian countries.
So they don't want our trash anymore?
What they did, they made a regulation that, you know, the impurity in the recycling cannot be more than 0.5%. Usually, before that, it was around 20%. To get to the level of 0.5% is almost impossible. So that means China put a regulation in a way that they are not going to import the recycling material from any other country anymore.
Well, now this has other implications too, because if I'm not mistaken, China used to pay pretty big bucks for recycled materials, which
yes.
They would, of course, can now. And because of China's move, I gather this has had a broader impact on the prices that are that's being paid for recycled material, right?
Yes, in USA, you know, if they last few years, they exported around $11 billion worth of recycled material to China.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they don't take this recycled material, what is going to happen? That market is going to be affected significantly, immediately. And we can see that effect. You know, last year, China exported $300 million worth of only plastic. This year, since the ban took effect from January 1, 2018,
mm-hmm.
first quarter, they took only $9 million. Worth of plastic from USA.
This is already having an effect in Texas cities, as I understand it. The recycling company that's been working with the city of El Paso asked for more money to support their operations. El Paso can't pay that kind of money. So what are we going to see with recycling programs across the state?
You know, if there are two things. One, either China has to revoke their rule, or U.S. government have to subsidize this recycling program. Without any one of them happening, recycling programs are going to crash across the nation and in Texas.
There is at least one company, and I believe this is a recycling company out west, that says that it is already considering closing down its operations. How far off from a real crisis do you believe Texas might be?
I think we are already in crisis because, you know, the collection of garbage has some price comes with the part on it. Collection of recycling material is much more expensive than collection of trash because its volume is high, but the weight is very small. Now, when that happens, that means we are spending more money collecting the recycled material than the overall garbage. Now, if you cannot make any money out of this recycled material, or if you don't have a market out of this recycled material, people are not going to recycle. Cities cannot afford.
Well, what about alternatives? Is there a way to process these recyclables domestically? Is there a way to rebuild a market for recyclables without China?
This is an excellent question. I hope that you ask me this question. Yes, it's an opportunity in disguise, but it's going to take some time. Why? We have a lot of recycled materials. We have a lot of plastic, paper, recycle. Do we have no use here? Of course we have use here. This is the opportunity for entrepreneurs to take this product because material will be cheaper here if you can process it here. One of the example we used for Texas Department of Transportation, recycled plastic pin. It's like 4-inch by 4-inch by 10-foot long pin for high slope stabilization. One pin, you need around 600 bottles, soda bottles, plastic bottles to make the one pin.
So it sounds like what you're saying is we have to be more creative about what we turn to recyclables for.
Yes, because there is a market. There is a market. There is absolutely no doubt there is a very good market in USA. Only problem, we don't have that market created yet. We have the opportunity here. It's a problem. It's a short-term problem that, you know, nobody was prepared. Everybody was thinking, okay, we have recycled, send it to China. Now, if China is not taking it, we can use this material and use it for local product. We have the market. We just have to make the manufacturer out of it. We have to have the new entrepreneurs who come and join the market and make a valuable product out of it.
Calling all entrepreneurs, Sahadat Hussain is a civil engineering professor at the University of Texas at Arlington. He created the school's Solid Waste Institute for Sustainability. Professor, thanks for speaking with us on The Standard.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure.